There you go. You hear head coach Shante Leggett.
Kick butt.
Joining us now. Don't worry. It's a stream-only game, coach. Sweet. Don't worry about it. Here with Xavier Hallen and Jason Swigart here with you. And quite a way to close down the Child Center portion of the schedule this season. You score the last 7 points of the game. You get two huge defensive stops. Yeah. T-Rob makes a ridiculous drive and one. You hit every free throw down the stretch. And certainly, if you had hair, you'd probably be pulling it out this game.
Oh, man.
But you get the victory at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, first off, two things. The crowd and the students and everybody who showed up, and it's Parents Weekend. It was an amazing environment. You know, our guys are in that locker room so happy. We had people show up, and it was a great environment tonight. The crowd was loud. That's what won this game. You know, that's what won this game. Having that energy, having that fight was fun. And then obviously our baseball team's kicking butt, come out tomorrow. They just got a sweep. They got one more game tomorrow on a nice Sunday. There's no NFL. There's nothing else. Come watch our baseball team. They're really good. I got to see some home runs yesterday. So come out and watch those guys. For this game, though, yeah, there was a lot of ebbs and flows. You know, you got to give Pepperdine all the credit in the world. We're coming off playing one of our, you know, better stretchers, and they came in here and they slowed the game down. They played the way they wanted to play. They dictated the game for about 30. We've been in their shoes. You dictate the game for a long time, and we've become a better team. And so they dictated. And like you said, we scored the last 7 points, made stops, and did what we needed to do to win. And so you're proud of your team for doing that. But you got to give a lot of credit to those guys in that other locker room. I know there's a lot of long faces, but they have nothing to be ashamed about. They played a great game.
You keep the momentum going. Although it was a very different game with this one, the three balls, we were sitting here, can't believe half those that didn't go in. Seven, eight of them halfway down popping out. Chris Austin's probably can't believe that he's going to be seeing that rim in his sleep.
I know. He'll be here tonight.
But but overall, I mean, you continue to play, and I think that's where the confidence that this team has gained in the last few weeks. They're not worried about shots going down. They're not letting it affect their effort at the other end. They continue to play and said, we'll figure it out as the game goes on.
No, 100%. I mean, in your last two WCC games, you're 25 or 39 from three. So, like, the water either rises or, you know, the floodgates open, and it happened tonight. And so, like you said, we made plays to win the game. You know, we got out-rebounded, which I'm upset about. But we rebounded when we needed to. Chris, I mean, he could have went over 11. I don't mind. He shot great shots. He maybe shot one quick one, but everything was there. Christian shot all the shots he always makes that made him average, you know, close to 20 and 10 over the last four games, you know. So you're going to take those shots. And, you know, we shot the ball well from the two. They did a good job of, you know, they said, you know what, we're going to give you guys threes. And they're wide open shots. I mean, you go back and look at them. There's only a couple of them that you look at and say you don't want your guys shooting those. But they're wide open shots. But you know what I'm really proud of? We only had 8 turnovers, and that really is a huge thing. You're 20 assists, 8 turnovers. That's 3 games in a row, back-to-back. Even with bad shooting, you get 20 assists. That's pretty good basketball, and that's what you ask for. You know, we had 38 points in the paint. We did a lot of good things. We had a good flash of Big Zoe tonight. You know, V came in, did a couple good things. Yaro did a couple things, and then Nick came in. He was just trying to get Nick all the way back healthy. But we're going to get some guys back here coming up on this road trip. But you get two guys playing dang near 40 minutes, and then everybody else is rolling. So, you know, you're just happy the guys played so well.
You find yourself up 8 about halfway through the second half. Scholin picks up a fourth foul, kind of derails the momentum.
Yeah,
you know,
for
earlier
sure.
In the season, you know, we might have seen a couple turnovers, a couple runs, escalate. They really weathered the storm tonight. Talk about how, you know, the lessons they learned throughout the year that gives them that ability.
Well, you know, you're in a bunch of these games, and I've told the guys in the beginning of the season when we walked into the locker room together, I said, hey, listen, no one thinks you're any good, but I can promise you we'll be in every game. It's going to come down to a couple possessions here and there. Now, are you going to be good enough and tough enough to stop to get those possessions? Are you going to be able to go on a 7-0 run? Are you going to be able to get that rebound at the end of the game? Early in the season, when you lose the VMI, you miss the free throws, right? You miss the open three. You give them the opportunity. They come back and beat you. You go Montana State. You're kicking their butt. You're doing this. You're doing that. Then all of a sudden, they hit a couple threes. They hit a bang three. Then you don't get a stop at the end of the game. They bang a three. They'll go up, and we don't make a shot to tie it. You know, then you got the other Montana State. Same thing. I mean, you can go down the list of losses we've had, and it's been one or two possessions besides Gonzaga, and I hope we see them again. But besides Gonzaga, you know, that's the only team that I thought, hey, really kicked our butt. Sam Mayers did a good job, but it was a three-point game. We had the ball. We came down, missed the three, and then we did some things that, you know, really didn't, you know, suit to how we've been playing. And so you look at those things, and the same with San Francisco game here. So, like you said, they made the plays. They rebounded. They made the – we got a good charge call, and then they didn't call it. It went the other way. According to you, he was outside. I thought so too, but I had to make a scene. I had to get the calls at the end, so that's why I went a little nuts on that one. Then we get the charge call, and then we don't get – then we get a no call. The whistle goes our way at the end. And so, you know, those are things that just didn't happen early. And that's why we're – you know, we're – I don't – we won our 14th or 15th game tonight. And so that's why we're, you know, right there – or 16th, actually. We won our 16th game tonight, and that's why we don't have 20 wins or 21, because of those little things. But, you know, building something and building something great is going to take its bumps and bruises, and it's good to learn these lessons while winning, and we finally got one of those.
Well, we're going to talk to Tyler here in a moment. He had all the key plays down the stretch, and his leadership has really shown in this, where your rotation has been severely limited. Hopefully that rotation is able to get a little bit bigger for you when we hit the road next week.
Shoot, maybe, maybe not. Wins are wins, baby. However you got to get it. Go game by game. And, you know, those guys, I mean, 39-27. Chica plays 36 minutes, true freshman. You know, Moses Woods plays 38, looks exhausted. Christian plays 27. Again, I mean, that's just what you got to do, and that's what they're being called upon to do right now. Zoe came in and played 10 minutes. You got to go game by game, however it happens. You got to win games, and that's what these guys want to do.
Well, it's five in a row now. Back, you've assured the first winning season here in Portland since the 2014-15 season. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're still going, baby. Keep watching us. Go Pilots. Thank you guys for showing up, and thanks for listening.